It's been ages since I've done a recording at the plots, although I have been, dog and I. Been coming up to check on plants, moving them in and out of the greenhouse with big ranges in temperature between day and night. Last night, according to my little weather thermometer, got down to about 4.1 degrees C at some point in the night. And again, it's forecast to do the same again tonight, so I'm pleased that I took my dad's advice and kept my vulnerable plants like runner beans and the summer squash under cover, even if just in the cold frame or the greenhouse, for another few days. At the moment it looks like the weather might break around maybe sort of Tuesday next week. It's looking like Wednesday could be really hot again, but we're still getting down to single figures in the night time, so still a bit of a risk putting out beans and squash, but I think I may have to. They're beginning to look a bit pot bound and a bit unhappy with them for themselves, so a bit sorry for themselves. That may have to just take that risk. There's some good news on the plot. I've got my some of my flowers have come up from last year that I didn't think were going to make it. My dahlias, every year I think, oh no, they're not going to make it this year, and every year they seem to make it stronger than ever. So I covered them with a really thick mulch of manure back in the autumn when I cut them down, and they're through, although just looking closely, I don't know, I think they're all right. I just wonder whether they maybe had a touch of frost, but I think they're okay. As well, see if I can see any life in terms of where the frogs are up to. I added some extra oxygenating weed, and it's also brought in a lot more duckweed, which is shading out the pond, and I can't really see anything in it. The good thing about that is that it's a cheaper way of getting shade over 70% of my pond, which is necessary to kind of combat the blanket weed, which really strangles things. Now I can't worry about what's going on in there because I can't see. But it's looking healthy, at least. It looks clear, the water that I can see. So no doubt the beasties are all having a whale of a time down there, just where I can't see them. Perfect, probably. And final bit of news for today. If I haven't said it already, which I might have done, I've got some bean setting from my autumn sown broad beans. Just a few pods on the bottom of the plant. Very exciting. I'm going to post a picture of that so you can share my delight. Okay, that's it for me. I'll leave you with this lovely breezy summery day. There's some huge banks of clouds. It's bubbling up and floating over between bright blue sky. Just a few birds peeping.